this sex crap. You know what? I'm giving it up for a while. I don't care. What do I get out of it? You guys get a good time. What do I get? A rash and chapped lips. Get out of here. Oh my God, but I did get this. I did make out with a guy recently. He was a black fireman. He might have been a white guy who got burnt. I don't know. But it was really sexy because he actually let me come on a fire call with him. It was sexy, man. There is nothing hotter than watching a black guy run into a building instead of out of it with a plasma TV. Oh my God. Okay, and I totally scored last year. Check this shit out. I actually bagged my first professional athlete. Pretty cool, right? Line up. And it wasn't even a bowler. Check it out. See, what had happened was this super hot black Chicago Bear emails me. And he's like, hey, you were really good on the Flavor Flav roast. Do you want to come to a game? I think we all know what that really meant. Do you want to get a hotel room for exactly 1 hour? We will bang and tell no one. I will pay, but bring a Visa card because I'm black, so mine probably won't go through. I'm like, sure. Well, let me tell you what. This was like a sin. I show up. I am 47 years old. The guy was 23. Oh, you guys are pigs. It was uncomfortable. The girl at the front desk was like, is this your girlfriend or your owner? So, yeah, I know. And I am not lying to you. Those guys have the best bodies in the world. Oh my God. He takes off the shirt. Big muscles, tattoos, which didn't show up because he's black. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, get him in white out, you freaking dumbass. Athletes are so stupid. And girls, you think regular blacks talk a lot of crap in bed. This guy, even worse. He's like, yeah, bitch. Is this your first NFL dick? And I'm like, is this your first Grammy-nominated pussy? Psych! And let me tell you something. I'd love to stand up here and brag and say the sex was great. Sadly, I cannot. No, it wasn't his fault. He was probably just born that way. I've heard it's a condition. Okay, all right, I need your opinion. I always talk a lot about sex, even though I haven't seen many penises. Now, faggot. Penises, they're supposed to curve up like a little parenthesis, right? That's what I thought. This guy's stuff was not only not a parenthesis, it was a freaking question mark. A question mark as in, what the fuck is wrong with your dick? It was disgusting. Now, I'm not talking about that little inverted Cheeto that we've all enjoyed from time to time. This guy's stuff was a full-out swan. He was making shadow puppets on the wall with it. He was picking up breadcrumbs along the radiator. It looked like a palm tree with two big hairy coconuts. I want to puke. And trust me, no matter how you bang with a penis like that, it don't feel good. First time in, broke my coccyx. Second time, ruptured my spleen. Then my pancreas fell out. I was like, bitch, just floss my teeth and I'll call you tomorrow. Now, the story has even a sadder ending because I said I wouldn't tell anyone. I mean, come on, man, what did he expect? I'm a comic. I fuck you so I could talk about you. So seriously, Santa Rosa Blacks, beware. Tonight you'll get some good loving. Next week you'll be on stage in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And of course, I'm such a big mouth, I couldn't just tell one audience. I had to tell the audience, which is the entire world, I went on my hero show, Howard Stern, the best guy in the world. So I tell millions of people. Now, I think Howard just wanted to hear the story because he thought I banged an actual bear. I'm like, no, I'm not fat anymore. So I go and I tell the story. Well, this guy gets in all shitload of trouble, gets called into the coach's office. By the way, I did not even mention his name. I told the team and his number, whatever. 17. Anyway, you know what? So he gets all in trouble and fined and everything, and I started to get pretty offended. I mean, I'm a woman, I have feelings too. I'm like, listen, bitch. I got you the best press your lousy team has ever gotten on the best radio show that's ever existed. And by the way, my stuff is as close as any Bears coming to a Super Bowl anytime soon. Yeah, you understand me. Look at the gay guys. They're like, we're clapping, but we have no idea what football is.